Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Amisha, do you ever think about what our world would look like if we were more natural, like in every sense of the word?
I mean, I'm not wearing any makeup right now.
No. I mean, it shouldn't be a crazy question, right? And do you also know how much we love to have icons on Lipstick on the Rim?
I mean, all about the icon.
We are all iconic. We are all about the icons. We are all about the iconic women. Before I introduce her, I found a great quote for our next guest. All of my endeavors start from my attempts to bridge between what is and what could be. We're going to introduce you to the woman who basically invented natural beauty, or let's say made natural beauty desirable and completely marketable. This person has been on the forefront of the beauty industry for over 40 years. That's right, my friends. We have fucking Bobbi Brown. We are talking to Bobbi Brown, the one and only. She started as a makeup artist, then created 10 natural shade lipsticks, which is groundbreaking at the time. I think, Amisha, we might have had those groundbreaking lipsticks. She's not only inclusive, forward-thinking, but entrepreneurial. She launched Bobbi Brown Cosmetics in 1991, the year I moved to Paris, basically, to start modeling, which was bought by Estee Lauder just a few years later. She only stepped down in 2016, hasn't slowed her down. She launched Evolution 18, a line of supplements targeting all your beauty concerns from the inside and out, as well as what we're here to talk about, Jones Road, an edited assortment of beautiful, clean, cruelty-free makeup that is the bomb. She's written 9 books, pointed to President Obama's advisory committee to trade policy and negotiation. This intro is way too long, but she really deserves it. Bobbi, you are such a fucking big deal. We are so happy to have you. And I was with you a couple of years ago, right before COVID, and I was like, what are you going to call it? And you're like, I think I'm going to call it Jones Road. I mean, we're so happy to have you.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be on a podcast where I could say words that I can't say on other people's podcasts. So this is fucking awesome.
When we, you know, we talk a lot about natural beauty and about, and you have had one of the most incredible, multifaceted careers of any woman that I know. Can you first talk about your hunger to keep it going? Because it's kind of amazing to watch.
Well, I mean, I guess I could best describe myself as really curious. And I always think I could do things better. I always think things could be better. And it's just like what fuels me, my creativity, my passion to kind of figure things out, working with a team of capable people. I love it. I mean, this is what I do. I'm in the office when, you know, other people are probably walking on the beach with their dogs.
So my girlfriend, her name is Candy Outland. She lives in Murray, Kentucky, which is where I grew up. I got a text in March and she goes, there are no words for how good it makes your face look. There's a product we're going to talk about a little bit later called the Miracle Balm. It's an all over glow, and we're going to go through everything. But you really have, I mean, you've created another brand. I mean, a complete, beautiful, I'm obsessed with the hippie stick. I'm wearing it under my arms right now. That's way too much information. But it's...
Wait, why are you wearing the hippie stick? It's not a deodorant.
I know. But I had a little bit of chafing, like okay, right under here. Yeah,
it's not a dry spot. It might look like a deodorant, but it's not.
No, it's not a deodorant. It's for like eczema, dry spots. You can use it on your face. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, honestly, I'm just excited that people love the same things that I love, that I've made. And I'm just super excited just about the brand in general. And what I'm most excited about, I know I said excited five times, is that I don't have committees to make decisions, right? It's just like, oh yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's call this product just a sec. Oh, what should we call that eyeshadow? Oh my God, it's the best color in the world. It's called the best color in the world. So, you know, there's no committee saying, oh, that's not going to resonate, you know. Is that that's the word I always mess up. Resonate or resignate? Resonate.
Resonate.
Yes. But that's not going to resonate with the consumer. That used to be like a discussion when you're part of a corporation.
Is it a massive difference going from such a massive corporate world of Bobbi Brown to Jones Road?
You know, many ways it's the same because I'm doing the same. I'm just doing it really differently. So it is massively different because... oh, that's how you do this. And oh, that's how simple you could do this. So it's the same because I'm doing the same things. I'm making products and telling people about them, getting their feedback and making more products. Well, where do I get the feedback? I get it on social media or the people that I meet, you know, at parties and events.
It's true. I mean, your feedback from the line has been incredible. You know, you've always embraced natural beauty. Even you starting as a makeup artist, you just wanted, and I've worked with you a million times when I was younger, but you always wanted everyone to just look a little bit better than they did coming in. And that was kind of your do a little on the eye. You were good with your hands. And before you know it, you're like, oh my God, I look fucking amazing. But I didn't have that much on.
The foundation stick to me is like where... there's something I actually have quoted you, and I want to say it's from probably 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember reading an interview in either Allure or something, and I was always a beauty junkie. And you were talking about how all your foundations and all your foundation sticks had a yellow undertone. And it was because I remember you saying to counteract any redness in the skin, because sometimes you'll go to a foundation counter and you'll see like pink tinted foundation. And you're like, ugh, who wants to have pink skin? And you're always in the back of my mind with that. And I think that was sort of, to me, the base for how I started looking at makeup when I was in my 20s. And now with Jones Road, I feel like you've evolved that sentiment and that thoughtfulness into this entire line of clean products. Like it's incredible.
Well, it's yellow tones in a foundation is not just to get rid of redness, because there's many people, myself included, I don't have redness in my skin, but I have yellow undertones. So if I'm going to put a pink foundation on, I'm going to look like I have calamine lotion on my face. Yeah. And when I put a foundation on, I don't want to look like I'm wearing a foundation. And you guys, I don't know if you know this, but the hashtag for Jones Road, which I think I'm the only one that posts, but it's how not to look like shit. Because that's why I wear makeup. I'm like, oh, I don't look so good today. Let me put something on.
I also love that it's also appealed to a younger audience. You know, it's not just, you know, we're in our late 40s. We like to say
we are not.
We like to say early 30s. But it's definitely like I hear, you know, especially with the chatter on social media. I mean, you've created not only a brand for my age and above, but you've created this incredible brand for younger women as well. And it's clean.
Right. Well, I don't see age. I don't see age when I do things. I mean, I am 65. I still take my hip hop classes. And by the way, and I'm not, I mean, I'm proud of this fact. I have lines in my forehead and I'm okay with having lines in my forehead. And when my neck starts to look a little less firm, I put all the hippie stick on, I put the oil stick on, And I run and I'll do lasers to see if that is going to help. I'm all about laser treatments.
What laser treatments do you love?
Well, I'm in the middle. I've done one of three of the most painful, the second most painful laser I've done. This is Morpheus 8. Have you done that?
Kim Kardashian was just doing it on her stomach, a skin tightening. I haven't done the Morpheus 8, but tell everyone about it. It's super painful.
It's super painful, but not as bad as Althera. Have you tried Althera?
No.
Oh my God. I'd rather have six, you know, kids than do that again. I mean, my teeth still hurt from that. It was really painful. But no, the Morpheus 8 is a combination. It's a tightening. Like, I do think my jaw is tighter and it helps with collagen buildup. And, you know, I walk out of there, I'm like, I think I look better. And then, you know, my doctor says, just wait two more sessions.
So, who do you love in New York or in New Jersey?
I don't love anyone in New York. I go to New Jersey. I go in Montclair. I see Dr. Nosa because he knows that I don't want to inject anything in my face, but I want him to, you know, he does Pico on me sometimes.
Pico?
You know, Pico, it's a very, very non-hurting laser that does just a little bit of evening and gets rid of some of the redness. So, and I trust him.
New Jersey. That's right.
Yeah. Well, which is really nice. Cause I also trust him. He's like, you know what? Isn't worth it. Like, he doesn't like to do things that aren't worth it. He's a regular dermatologist. He's not just a cosmetics derm. That's why I like him.
I go to someone here named Dr. Bakshanda and she's the same. She's a regular dermatologist. She'll do a little microneedling. She'll do like a little bit of a peel, but she doesn't have, you know.
Right. Yeah, because sometimes that just gets carried away and then you end up drinking their Kool-Aid. And, you know, I don't want to drink anyone's Kool-Aid.
No, not at all.
It's about to be the most wonderful time of the year. No, I'm not talking about Christmas, although, you know, I do love Christmas. But we'll save that for another day. I'm talking about none other than the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And this one will be their 96th year, if you can believe it. It really is something I look forward to year after year, a tradition I've been relishing in since I was a little girl. And I've made a tradition in our household as well. We wake up early on Thanksgiving morning, turn on the parade right away, all sit in front of the TV together, oohing and aahing, and the gigantic balloons and rafts and pointing out our favorites, both old and new. I also love all the epic entertainment. There's nothing like a live performance. This year, I think I'm most excited for the cast of Funny Girl to perform. I've been dying to see it on Broadway, and I've heard Lea Michele is absolutely amazing. Guess I need another reason to go to New York. Emija? Scar might be too young for that one, but one day. Well, let's get back to Thanksgiving, which is really what it's all about. Bringing people together, taking the day to really be thankful and grateful for all that we have. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade really starts the day off on such a high note for me. Then we spend the rest of the day cooking, hanging out in the kitchen until it's time for dinner. Maybe we shop a little bit online. I can't wait for it this year. The parade will be live from New York City on NBC, streaming on Peacock Thursday, November 24th, 9 a.m. to noon in all time zones. For all the fun details, don't forget to check out Macy's.com/parade. You guys, do not miss the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a tradition.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sheena Shea. You may know me from 9 seasons of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but I'm here to tell you about my podcast called Shenanigans. We talk about everything from reality TV, pop culture, relationships, parenting, and invite you to join the conversations with Q&A sessions where nothing is off the table. There's so much more I want to share with you. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to Shenanigans to stay up to date with new episodes every Friday.
What is one of your natural beauty hacks that's something we can all implement?
Well, honestly, I don't think people realize when you don't look good, you're probably tired. So paying attention to why you might be tired. If you're not drinking enough water, it's usually the story with me. I don't drink enough water. And I'm like, all right, let me drink some water before I, you know, try to have a green tea or any kind of caffeine. So that usually helps. And sometimes I just need oxygen. You know, I've been in meeting after meeting. I'm like, let me just get outside and breathe and walk away by myself for a few minutes. And then moisturizer. Like, moisturizer to me is not, oh, this moisturizer is going to get rid of, you know, lines and sunspots and all these promises. for me, it's just hydrating your face. And often when you're tired, you're dehydrated. So it's kind of all the same thing.
What do you do in terms of, because you literally, you never age. Do you have a certain diet? Do you work out? What's your regimen?
I do all of it. And I'm someone that has literally jumped on every bandwagon every time I meet one of those experts that you and I have spent our life meeting on talk shows when you had your own talk show. And you're like, oh, yes, I've got to go do this. And I become best friends with them. And they put me in all these programs. And then I meet someone else who has a different protocol. And then I become best friends with them. And finally, I'm like, I got to stop. I know what I'm doing. What I need to do more of is to do less.
To do less.
Just like, okay. I mean, I'm, you know, I don't even want to count how many years older, but my kids are older. I know what it's like. And, you know, sometimes I just need to press the pause button. And that helps the way I look more than anything else.
It's interesting just to take those moments to just be, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing, or to not jump on that trend of keto or acupuncture or blood type or all the different things that we were like, okay, wait, I could try that.
Right. And there's no miracles. Honestly, the miracle is like within yourself. It's like, okay, I get it. Yes, I eat a lot of vegetables, except when I'm having tummy upsets, which happens sometimes, then I can't really eat vegetables. And I don't believe in saying no carbs, no bread. A little bit makes me feel good. You know, a lot doesn't make me feel good, and none doesn't make me feel good. So I've kind of learned to pay attention to what I really want for that moment.
Have you done something consistently over the last, call it like 20, 30 years that you think, you know, is, you say you've gone through shifts and changes mm-hmm. with different diets and fads. Is there one thing that you're consistent with that you think has had an impact on, because you look incredible. I mean,
yeah, I, you know what? I don't eat processed foods. I just don't, you know, if I think, unfortunately, some of the new health food things that are on the market, the new food things, they're all healthy ingredients, but they're very processed. Yeah. So I'm try to eat, you know, an orange, an apple, pineapple, you know, whatever, before I go reach for a bar and things like that. So I'm trying to eat real food, and that's kind of the best vitamins there is.
What are some of the natural beauty tricks you can share? I mean, when's the last time you've done someone's makeup?
Today, we had an influencer event, and I did two different models. And, you know, I just like to show how simple it is and how the formulas work together and how, you know, everyone is different and individual. And every day you need something different than you did yesterday because we change all the time. So I did it today and I loved it. And I don't get hired as much to do, you know, the celebrities' makeups, because no one thinks I'm a, I don't know.
Peter really
needed it. Yeah, but also, you know what? It's like if someone says, yes, I have to get ready at 6:30 in the morning, please meet me in my hotel in New York. No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. I feel so like I remember you doing Kate Middleton, though. Am I making that up in my head? Or were you, there was like...
She wore Bobby Brown Cosmetics at her wedding. One of my artists at the time did her makeup. So I never did her makeup.
But it was, I remember seeing a lot of Bobby Brown with Kate Middleton back in the day.
I mean, I think she still probably wears it because she's, you know, she was a loyal customer of the brand.
So let's talk about Jones Road. How did you name it? I know, but I want everybody to know.
Well, it was really important to me to launch Jones Road on this day in October because it was the end of a 25-year non-compete. And it was a week before the presidential election. And everyone said, you're crazy. You're crazy. You know, why are you launching it now? No one's going to pay attention. And there was no stopping me. They said, oh, wait till January. Well, if you guys remember, January was no better. That remember January 6th? Okay. So I did. And I launched it literally sitting on my couch at work on the Today Show, a Wall Street Journal business article, and on Elvis Duran. And then, you know, we were off to the races. It was the day my non-compete was up. And the way I thought of the name was we could not agree on any name I thought I liked, my husband didn't, or my employees didn't. And we were driving to the Hamptons, and my husband likes me to be on Waze and Google because God forbid we have to stay on the LIE and we arrive somewhere 4 minutes late. But I'm glad I did. And I put my head down and I saw Jones Road. And I just said out loud, oh my God, Stephen, Jones Road beauty. And he said, wow, I like that. And I said, yeah, so do I. And I called the office. The girls liked it and it was available. So we named it Jones Road so we could start seeing what the logo could look like on packaging.
I love that. And I love when you're on your way to the Hamptons because it means you're near me. It's amazing. It's clean. Do you want to talk about some of your favorites before we do? Because sure. We're obsessed with it. And I love that you named it the best blush.
Right. It is. It's for me, it's the best blush. I love this blush. And, you know, it's funny, my head of marketing, who's also my son, said, you got to stop naming everything the best. I've got the best pencil. I'm like, because Cody, I think it is the best. But some of my favorite products, my go-tos, the face pencils, which, by the way, have a clear base. And I use that to get rid of redness around my nose, any spots that are bugging me, a lighter one under my eyes. So what I love, it's got a clear base. So when you put it on, it doesn't look ashy and you don't have to fix it. So I love the pencils. I also, I love the moisturizers because they really do hydrate. And the foundation is kind of a miracle too. The foundation, which is called What the Foundation, because when I was trying it, we were in the office and it was, the end of COVID or during COVID, I put it on my skin. I'm like, oh my God, Chrissy, come over here. And I said, look at my face. I said, what the F is this product? And what the F turned into What the Foundation.
You have Just a Sec too, which is your like a rose gold, like.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow.
That's how long it takes to put it on. You just take your finger, put it on. I'm like, God, that took a sec. What do we want to call this formula? I said, how about Just a Sec?
The thing I love about your Miracle Cream is that it actually, you can just put it on your skin with a little bit of your pencil and it gives your skin that dewy glow. And it does, it's not makeup. It's just a beautiful moisturizer. And it's all natural, all clean.
Yeah, everything is clean. I mean, our mascara is clean and it's the blackest, thickest mascara I've ever used. So
it's so good. And it stays on. And do you know how hard it is to make clean mascara? Really hard, people.
Yeah, and it is. It's really hard. And it's not that hard to take it off when you want to, but it does stay on. It's kind of this weird thing.
You guys can't see me, but this is the Miracle Balm, which Emisha and I are both holding. I'm holding Dusty Rose.
I'm wearing it.
I'm wearing it too. I'm obsessed with it. It's like an all over miracle. It's literally like a miracle.
You have to break the seal. So if you get one, you have to literally take your finger and break the seal, and that activates the color and the formula. Yeah. And you just kind of throw it out. My favorite one personally is I wear either the tawny when I want a little color. And then the magic hour, which is when I need luminosity, that just goes right on top and it always works. And sometimes when I want to look tan, I'll do sun-kissed and then the magic hour.
And just so you know, the Miracle Balm is got pretty much the Oscar of Beauty Products Awards, Allure Best of Beauty 2022, $38. Incredible.
And you could use it on your body too, for $38, you get a lot of products.
You get a lot. Isn't it crazy? Like, do you feel like it's all happening all over again?
It's happening all over again, but in a different way. I mean, we're not a retail brand. We're direct to consumer. We have all these young, excited people that I mentor and I'm, look, guys, this is how you do it. And they're sharp and they're fast and they figure it out. And then I have people from other industries, not from beauty. So, that my head of CX was at a Olipop, people are not coming from traditional beauty brands. And I think that's also set us apart.
I think it set you apart because it makes you, you're socially relevant and that's the hardest thing to do because there's so much saturation within the market and you've been able to pop out of that. And that is not easy.
Well, it's a combination of being authentic. I try to be myself and I try not to like be weird. I try not to alienate people. I try to be positive. I try to teach. And my head of social is my daughter-in-law, this is her first job in social. She had many other amazing skills and she's killing it. And she's right now on maternity leave because I am now a grandmother. I have a 2.5-week-old granddaughter, which is really cool.
That's so awesome.
So was your daughter in, was she responsible for that TikTok moment? You guys had like a very big TikTok.
Yes. Moment. Yes. No, she, it was a combination, you know, her husband, my son is my CMO and he's the one that said, Mom, we're going on TikTok. So he started the train going. And then when we launched What the Foundation, this influencer decided to do a posting about how much she hated the product and how weird it was. And when I was upset when I first heard about it, but then when I saw her literally put an entire jar on her face over some weird product, I'm like, of course it didn't work. So I went and did all these educational TikToks to explain, no, you only need this much and this is how you pat it on and this is how you do it. And then at the end of our shooting or filming, I just was in a silly mood and I dug my hands in the jar and I said, you know, as a makeup artist, I love to try different things. And I put these two globs on, I put it on my face and I just started giggling. It got in my mouth and that's it. And I wasn't going to put it up. And my son did put it up and everybody kind of said, that's the best clapback I ever saw. I didn't know what a clapback was. I didn't try to clap back, but apparently I clapped back.
Well, you were being authentic to that. Like, no, it's how you're applying it. That's wrong.
Yeah, it's right. And also I said, not everyone is going to like this foundation. There's people that like matte finishes. There's people that like heavy coverage. You're not going to like this foundation. I don't want people to buy this foundation if they're not going to like it. If you want to have just even skin with a little bit of glow and you've never liked traditional foundation, you will love this product. If your skin is not super oily.
I have a question. What do you think needs to exist that doesn't exist yet that you want to sort of bring to Jones Road?
Well, we have a year and a half in the pipeline of things coming out. So it's not even just inventing. A lot of it is just reinventing. How can I do it better? I mean, makeup has been around forever. I've been in the formula business for so many years, and I'm proud of what I did when I was at the other brand. I made up a lot of products, but my aesthetic has changed. So I want makeup that looks less like makeup, you know? So even our shimmers, like our beautiful face, our face shimmer and our sparkle wash. Oh my God, it's high shimmer, but it's so natural looking and pretty. It's a new way for people to wear it.
Can you talk about that? Because we like to kind of explain why as you get older, you need to be a little less shimmery, but you can still wear it. But can you explain to our listeners why?
Yeah. Well, what happens is when you get older, you know, when you do have lines in your face or dryness, some of the products of high shimmer, it's probably, they're very drying, they're very matte, they're a little too opaque. So these work because they are not opaque. They're very like clear and sheer. It's almost like a glass-like finish, but with some very subtle, but a lot of shimmer in them. And it just kind of doesn't, it's highlights the skin without sitting on the skin. So it's really about the formula more than anything.
It makes such a difference when it's not too, I mean, you don't look literally like a disco ball.
Right.
Where it just like lights up every line, wrinkle, spot.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not really what I was going for. What are your must-have products? So let's start with skin. What are some of your products that you love?
Besides Jones Road, I also wear Augustina Spotter and I wear the Rich Cream. And I found that that has helped my skin so much. And I know it's got this ingredient, which it's like TFC8, something like that. I can't remember those things. I just been using it since the pandemic and my skin has never looked better. So, and I wear it to even out my skin tone. And, you know, I think it makes my skin look like my wrinkles are less bothersome. But I also love our oil stick because I'm all about a face oil. And the oil stick is really nice. The eye cream is actually great to wear under your concealer because it doesn't sit on the skin. It absorbs and it's nice and soft.
And also doesn't peel. So if you put makeup on top of it, it doesn't peel.
No, that's the worst when you put makeup on and it kind of balls up. So
I also love your cleansing stick. I think that was probably my biggest, like, ooh, hold on, a cleansing stick. Like, I'm putting it on. And then it was,
it dissolves everything.
And it dissolved everything on my face. It was phenomenal. And I haven't seen that. That's such an innovation.
Oh, thank you.
What's the longest it would take you to do your own makeup?
I don't think I could make it past 5 minutes. And that's like going out at night. I mean, I just like during the day, I mean, the truth is I don't do my makeup at home. I've never done my makeup at home. I have my makeup down where I get in the car and my husband and I are going to the golf club for dinner. I pull out my makeup bag. I could do 3 or 4 things really quickly. And people say, oh my God, you look so good, but you never wear makeup. I'm like, yeah, right. So, you know, I don't glam myself up, but if I'm going to a party or an event, instead of a brown liner, I'll do a black liner. I'll do a little more depth on my eyes, which is, you know, my kind of a smoky eye, but not a smoky eye. And then I'll just add a bunch of blush and lots of mascara. And whatever ends up on the lips is usually something light and glossy.
It's super chic. You've written 9 books in your career, which is, by the way, that's a lot of books.
I owned several of them, by the way.
Me too. Aww.
I was, yep.
Through your 9 books with beauty and wellness, you are a big believer in supplements, taking care of yourself. What do you think every woman should be taking right now?
Well, I've been taking for about a year Athletic Greens, which I do first thing in the morning because I find that I drink coffee in the morning. I drink a double espresso with a spoonful of half and half because it's just how I like my coffee. And the greens are so great because it has all these vitamins in them, but it also alkalizes your body so I don't feel so acidic from the coffee. Hmm. So that is something I do almost every single morning. And then I'm not the person that takes vitamins when I'm running around. I will do it first thing in the morning and before bed. So I'll take a probiotic before bed. I will take fish oil either in the morning or before bed. I take, you know, I've been taking thyroid medicine for like 30 years. So when I take my pills, then I take whatever vitamins I'm doing. So I kind of don't do anything regularly except the fish oil and the probiotic.
And what do you think the fish oil does for you?
I think it really helps skin, and I think it helps, you know, a lot of different bodily functions, and it just is good for you. There is one more thing I take at night, which is magnesium. Now I take magnesium, I think it's citrate I take, and it calms everything down for me at night. It's relaxes the brain and it also kind of relaxes your colon. So it really helps you go to the bathroom in the morning.
So do you have a brand of fish oil that you like?
I like, there's like one or two, and I don't remember the name, but I like the ones that have the little teeny, teeny, teeny capsules because I don't like swallowing the big giant ones. So I like the little capsules, and I forget the name of the brand. It's one of those recognized always.
I have to ask, your red nail polish, I love.
Yeah.
And it's
kind of become my signature. The story behind this nail polish is years ago when I was at the big brand and there was tons of people in the office, I got a call from a supermodel named, was it Helena Christensen? No, it was, oh my God, you guys are, it's like a long day.
Christy Turlington. Cindy.
No. She's married to Duran Duran.
Oh,
she's married to Yasmin Laban.
Yasmin Laban.
Yeah. So she called, says, can I come over? And I said, sure, come on in. I hadn't seen her in a while. She walked in the office. She had hair in a ponytail, a white like Hanes t-shirt, a pair of jeans, not a stitch of makeup on, and short red nail polish. And everyone in my office just sat there with their mouth open. The next day, almost half of the women walked in with short red nail polish. And I've been doing it since. Essie Geranium. Geranium. It's geranium. Kind of an orangey red.
It's a good one.
We love an orangey red. We really do. All right. We do a little bit of rapid fire here on Lipstick on the Rim. Proudest moment of your career?
Oh, I've had so many amazing moments, but I just got named on the Forbes 50 over 50 list, which is really cool because, hey, at least I didn't get the 60 over 60 list. I got 50 over 50. So look how young I seem.
Your proudest moment of being a mom?
Oh my God, you can't even imagine. Three, certainly the birth of each 3 of the boys, 2 of the weddings, 2 out of 3 are married. amazing. And, you know, now a grandkid. So it's all my hard work and all my husband's hard work. I feel like we're really reaping all the benefits of all the hard work.
What are you looking forward to about aging?
That you can't do anything about it. So you might as well make it the best possible situation. When I work out with my trainer, I never use my hands to get off the floor. I just expect myself to be in as good shape as is humanly possible. And, you know, I just think the great thing about getting older is all the experience that you bring in. But if you're someone that is young at heart and physically healthy, there's nothing you can't do.
I love that. Never getting off the gym floor with my hands.
I don't.
I am going to implement that in my workout routine because I'm sure.
And I never hold on to a railing when I walk up or down the stairs. You know, it's like, it sounds so silly, but I know people my own age that, you know, they're not as steady as they used to be. So, you know, balance is super important.
Having three boys building an empire at the same time, do you look back and think, oh my God, how did I do it? Or, oh my God, I did it.
Yeah, I think both. You know, I'm not sure how I do it, but I am someone that it's not really a good habit, but I don't think about what I'm doing until I actually do it. And I think it was just a way of saving myself from like freaking out. How am I going to do this? How am I going to get this done? I just kind of focus on one thing at a time. And then I didn't really organize ahead of time and plan as well as I could. But here I am, and I'm exactly the same as I was.
You look amazing. I mean, listen, we both have three. They're little. She has a three-year-old, five-year-old, and an eight-year-old. Well, Maeve's eight or nine? Eight. And then I have 5, 7, and 10. And it's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot, but it's honestly the best. It's like, it's literally the best because, hey, you guys are still in charge. Just wait till you're not. Wait till they're teenagers and wait till, you know, then they go to college. Like it's just things change, but they're all amazing pieces of the pie. They are. They're all amazing.
And I love that you have yours working in the business. I mean, how is that? How is it working with your family?
It's amazing because I never expected it. I mean, neither my son or my daughter-in-law came from this kind of a background, and they just have been so incredible. But you know, when you have family members, you have to work on things like not talking about business at dinner. Mm-hmm. Like I realized that I wasn't making meeting time with either of them during the week. And so, yeah, we talked about it at night, and then, you know, it was time to, my husband was like, enough. Okay. I'm like, now you know how I feel listening to golf talk.
One beauty product you can't live without from your line or in general?
I think one beauty product I can't live without is definitely the Miracle Balm.
Go-to snack.
I like to put protein in my body. So whether it's a hard-boiled egg or like some really good, clean cottage cheese, that's kind of my go-to.
What is your go-to cocktail?
I am a vodka on the rocks with three green olives is my favorite cocktail. But I also drink in the summertime. I squeeze fresh cucumbers and I call it my detox cocktail. I put fresh cucumber juice over ice with a little lemon and vodka.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Favorite indulgence?
I would say it's a cross between French fries, pizza, or pasta. I mean, if it was up to me, I would get rid of all the food groups and only eat white carbs, but they don't make me feel good. So I will not do that.
I'm only asking this for Emisha and her posse from Summit. What's your favorite restaurant in New Jersey?
Well, for different things, but in Montclair, we have my French restaurant. Come on Bloomfield Avenue that I beg to go in. Faubourg. We have Faubourg, the guys that used to run Daniel. And then we have an amazing Italian restaurant on Midland called De Peppo. No, De Peppo's in Watching Plaza. Oh my God. I call them all the time. I'm like, Joanne, it's Bobby. Can I come in? It used to be Giotto. Now it's a new name.
Well, okay.
This is why I hire a young assistant. Yeah. Come on. Oh my God. Anyways, the favorite restaurants in Montclair.
Any favorites in the city, in New York?
La Rocca. Thank you. My favorite restaurants in Montclair is La Rocca on Midland and DePepo in Watchung Plaza, and then the French restaurant that I love so much.
I'm gonna give a whirl.
Faubourg. Yeah, those are the best. And in the city, I mean, I still, you know, we don't come in a ton, but when we do go in the city, I love to go to, I don't know where I've been lately. I still like Balthazar.
We do too.
I, after all these years, I still really like Balthazar.
It's so good. Favorite mantra?
Is it a Saya mantra?
It is.
My favorite mantra is, it's okay. It's okay.
What's your favorite smell?
My favorite smell is just getting out of the shower. When you smell that soap on someone, I love that smell. And also chocolate chip cookies baking by some bakery. Yes.
One thing you'd bring on a deserted island.
Is there a mirror? I would bring sunscreen.
What's your superpower?
My superpower is not taking anything too seriously and being able to assess a situation and know what to do instantly.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
I'd say chill out. You're going to be fine. And do more weights and less aerobics.
Okay.
That's really good advice. I'm getting back surgery, so I wish I would have had that information. No, it's okay. L5S1, we're doing it. It's gonna be amazing. We just love having women like you on here because to do what you've done since 1991. And if I say Bobby Brown in 1991, or if I say Bobby Brown or Jones Road in 2022, people know you. People know your brands. That is, it's unbelievably amazing.
And also just the fact that you've built these brands never on the back of a trend. I remember hunting down the beige lipstick when it launched at Holt Renfrew in Toronto, where I grew up. And it was the most expensive makeup I'd bought at that point. I was, you know, so young. And it's timeless. Like everything about your makeup and your products, be it what you launched with Bobby Brown or with Jones Road, everything feels timeless and not trendy. It's something that I can put on my face and I don't feel like I'm following some trend. It's really a better version of myself. And I think that's what is so appealing. And that's what we love about beauty is making women feel like a better version of themselves. And I think that you've done that now for what, 4 decades or however many we're talking about here. Like it's incredible. And I think that's what women need. We need more of that to make ourselves, you know, Molly always says, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And I think you've really kind of, that seems to have been like the driving factor in everything that you've done. So I say thank you.
Thank you.
You are timeless, Bobby Brown. You really are. You are wise and you're fucking impressive. And I will say you are also kind because I have known you for off and on for 40 years and you are the same person then as you are the same person now. I'm lucky to have known you. You are amazing. You guys make sure follow Jones Road, follow Bobby. The TikTok is really strong. To your daughter-in-law who is having a baby, so happy. I'm glad you're a grandmother. It's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, guys, for having me on. Yeah.
You are. And keep your red nail polish. That's Geranium by Essie, people. It's phenomenal. All right. That is a wrap on this week's Lipstick on the Rim. Bobby, Emisha, I will see you. Well, Emisha, I'll see you in a little while, but I'll see you next week. Bobby, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.